The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Here's another edition of My Music, the contestants being Frank Muir and David Franklin on the audience's right, and Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace on the audience's left. We begin with instrumental orchestral music of various types and periods. A mark for what, another mark for by whom. David Franklin.
Stun them.
No, I won't stun them. I'll just give them the truth. It's not called Il Flauto Magico, as it sometimes is. It is, in fact, the Zauberflöte by Mozart.
In English?
The English. The Magic Flute?
Yes. A happy thought. The Magic Flute by Mozart, the Overture 2. 1 + 1 = 2 marks. Music for Dennis Norden.
That sure about it's a. We think it's either the hesitation waltz or the acceleration waltz, or some kind of Asian.
No, it did hesitate.
Didn't it?
It did accelerate, but it's not a waltz.
How were they playing?
Did you notice?
Pizzicato polka.
Now half a mark out of one, I think, because I helped you by.
By plucking the string. Try Strauss. When in doubt, try Strauss.
Yeah, well, another half mark then. Total 1 out of 2. Johann Strauss the second, Pizzicato Polka. Ian Wallace's turn. Of clue in the music.
I got a feeling this could be Elgar.
No, contemporary though. But
is it a British composer?
You're doing a David Franklin, aren't you?
Yes,
grilling me
well.
For information. Yes, British composer.
Not Vaughan Williams.
No, I can't give you any more. I'm afraid. No, Vaughan Williams lived
much later.
Elgar lived much later. By Delius, on hearing the first cuckoo in spring.
Yes.
And,
cuckoo.
Known to students as on cooking the first hero in spring.
Yes, and you were trying so hard to help me there. It's very touching, really.
Yes.
I wasn't picking it up.
You especially chose the bit where the cuckoo goes.
Yes.
Cuckoo.
Yes.
No
more. Trouble is, a bit early in the year for it.
Frank Muir, your turn.
When I first heard that lovely melody, it's about 4 seconds ago. On advice, Schubert.
Yes, Schubert, and the title of the piece?
Well, we think it's a rather nice little musical moment.
Yes.
So, putting that into French, we'd say Le Moment Musical. Oh.
Yes, one moment musical. In fact, number 3 in F minor. 2 marks.
I was going to say that, but I don't want to hog the thing.
2 marks are at stake here, and be a little bit careful about this round. David, in Symphony number 8 in B minor by Schubert, the critics are full of praise for the first 2 movements, but have very little to say about the third. Why is this?
Because you didn't write it.
Yes, it was in fact...
The unfinished symphony.
Yes, Schubert's unfinished symphony. There was no third movement, only the first. Two marks. Dennis, what is a steel beater and what is it used for?
Well, if you're out shooting metal grass... I don't know. I can only think that...
Like a steel gilly.
I've only just seen it.
Have you? Well, I can hang on even longer. I can only think of a steel band.
It might be the steel hand on a metronome that beats the time backwards and forwards, because it is made
good.
Of
steel. That's clever. That's clever.
The other thing is the little bit of steel that you would hit a triangle.
Ah. I'll take either of that.
I think we better take the second one.
Do take the second one. Yes. Yes, the short steel rod ringed at one end for playing the triangle. Ian, it's your turn. What is a Scotch snap?
Ah, now I know that. Mm. When you said that for a moment, I was going through our national diet. Yeah. I've heard of a ginger snap. But a Scotch snap is... I think I can best describe this vocally, actually.
Do that.
By sort of... That speaks for itself.
Couldn't be better. It's a rhythmic figure, a short note followed by a long one starting on the beat.
Mendelssohn used it in his Scots symphony.
Yes, to show it was Scots, really, yes, because it's very characteristic of the Strathspey.
That's it.
The Strathspey, I'm told. No. Two marks. Frank Muir. Rimsky-Korsakov wrote 15 operas. He spent far more time and trouble on Ivan the Terrible than on Boris Godunov, although the latter is perhaps the better work. Why did he spend longer on Ivan the Terrible than on Boris Godunov?
He showed them to his wife and she said, Boris isn't good enough, but Ivan's terrible. He didn't write Boris good enough, did he?
No, he didn't. No, somebody else did. Who did?
Sullivan. He rescored it. Actually.
Well, yes, he was always tampering with people's other composers.
It was another Russian who wrote it.
Yes. Do you know who? Just for interest, you got your marks.
I don't, but I can take vice. Mussorgsky was also, of course, well in there.
Yes. Two marks. He wrote Boris Godunov. But I like your answer better. Mood music. Music that brings a picture to mind, a setting, maybe even a story. Listen and then tell me what the music conjures up for you. We'll then compare your title with the composer's. Three marks at stake and some mood music for David Franklin to listen to.
Fairies dance, which starts with a lot of tiny little fairies coming in, and then an enormous fairy coming in with dirty great boots on, coming.
Played by guess whom?
Yes, I like that for three marks. Could you give it a title, do you think? Just crisp title?
A title? Mm. Little fairies being chased by big fairies.
Yes, I think that'll be a hit. But that's fair enough. Three marks. It was called by its composer, Dennis Farnan, March of the 21st Ant Brigade. As always, I like yours better. Mood music for Dennis Norton.
It sort of conjures up for me as a sort of trailer of a film. The makers of West Side Story bring you another tale of passion and division in the streets of New York. You thrill to West Side Story, now tense to New York Serenade.
Very good, because it's called Panic in the Crowd.
But it sounded like West Side Story.
Actually, it's Panic in the Orchestra, because it's a very curious time signature, 2, 2, 2, and 3. I'm sure the band leader tried it out first and then said, no, 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 stop, count, count, chaps, count.
Don't follow me.
I used to work for one band leader who was conducting away. He used to say to me, tell me when we're going to stop, tell me when we're going to stop. Some mood music for Ian Wallace.
There's a touch of outer space about this. It also has that feeling of being under an anaesthetic. And you are under this anaesthetic and you are weightless. And you are finding yourself in a land that is all white and cold. And a feeling of space and something sinister. Headless shapes swim in front of you with great big red eyes and then waft past. And then, just at the end of it, the dentist says, drink this and spit, will you? You want a title for it? Drink this and spit.
Ether that or... Well, very good. Of course, 3 marks, because everybody gets 3 marks in this round, as you've probably guessed. It's called, originally, Stillness of Space.
Well done.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Frank Miller.
But I think its mood is descriptive of one of those assembly lines with flashing pieces of stuff coming down and a commentary saying, from here the chocolates are decorated manually or once a year. They then go into the packing machinery where fast vans carry them to the breakfast table of millions.
Yes.
It's the huggering shop of a manufactory.
Film I once saw, they said, the chocolates are extruded from the I've never eaten the chocolates since. yes. It's called, on the music score, Comic Machinery. Couldn't be better for 3 marks. In this next round, it's a question of what the song is about. For instance, if I said to the audience, burning tobacco affects your organ of sight, the audience would reply as one man... Right, you've got the idea. Well, let's see if David has. David, irritated canines and the sons of Albion get hot under the collar.
Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday
sun. Two marks, yes. Dennis, the smallest article of feminine apparel is daffodil coloured and bears a circular design. What is it?
It's something about a teeny weeny itsy bitsy polka dot yellow bikini or something.
Well, you got all the words right, but the order
in the wrong order. Yeah,
it's all right. Yeah. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Yes, the smallest article. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny.
I wonder where the yellow went.
Yes. 2 marks, Ian. Perhaps to compensate for her somewhat everyday surname, the lady has a pulchritudinous offspring.
To make up for her
somewhat everyday. Surname.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Try that.
Yes, I'll try that. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Race.
Oh, right. The song that Herman made so famous.
So it's Mr. Race, incidentally.
Oh, thank you very much. 2 marks there, if not more. Frank, stained fag ends coupled with an authorization to travel put me in mind of your wraith.
A cigarette. That bears some lipstick traces.
Yes.
An airline ticket to romantic places. Oh, how the ghost of you clings.
Thank you.
These foolish things remind me of you.
You for 2 marks. Thank you. 3 points here coming up again. One for the name of the opera, one for the name of the aria or song, and a final mark for the composer. So it's aria, opera, composer. David.
Aria, opera, composer.
Please.
The aria is I dreamt that I dwelt in marble halls.
One mark.
There are one or two operas that I get rather muddled about that period.
Oh, surely not. We sang in so many. I'm the same, David. Soldier on, old lad.
Now, this is... I'm just pushing this forward, as a suggestion.
Yes,
this is not a definite choice. Has Maritana got anything to do with it?
No, I don't blame you, though. It's,
no,
I know,
all
you
right.
say, round about this period, you're right.
Yes, then, is it the Bohemian Girl?
Yes.
It's a Bohemian Girl. If it's a Bohemian Girl, then it's Balfa.
Yes. 3 marks. Offer again, this time for Dennis.
The soldiers of Aquila went in every cellar upon the battle scene. They fight them all together. Their every father's son prepared to fight and call it the enemy of one, the enemy of all this, the enemy of one, the enemy of all this.
We both arrived at Gilbert and Sullivan and practically breasted the tape together there. But now I'm entirely in Ian's hands as to...
Well, I don't know what the aria is called, and I'm...
I don't know what opera it is, so I'm entirely on my own.
I would say that it is either from the Pirates of Penzance or HMS Pinafore.
Well, I gave David a second chance. You've had your second chance. It's neither of those.
Oh, it's neither of those.
A mark for Sullivan. They actually sang the words of the title there, if you'd heard them.
But, did they?
Can't help. It's from Patience, and it's the Soldiers of Our Queen. Oh. One mark.
Gilbert would have gone mad.
Yeah.
Not hearing
your
words.
Not listening to the lyrics.
Yes, he wouldn't.
Ian Wallace's turn next.
I think this is where we come in, coming in danger of relegation.
Help him out, Dennis. Come
yes.
on.
Well, I got as far as very fast German.
Yes. It's German, all right.
A good start.
It's not Wagner, I'm certain of that.
Oh, pity, I thought he was. It is Wagner. Doesn't it sound nautical to you?
Well, yeah, it's certainly from the Flying Dutchman, but...
It's the Sailor's Chorus from The Flying Dutchman by Wagner. One and a half is generous. We've got a piece coming up for Frank. I rather think that his colleague will have to write it down for him. Get your pencil ready, David, because it's a long title.
Ready? The language.
Well, that's been interesting to see which language comes your way by messenger boy. Anyway, here's the music.
Andrai farfallone amoroso, notte giorno d'intorno girando, quelle belle trovando riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor, quelle belle trovando riposo, narcisetto a doncino d'amor.
Has David finished writing?
Well, I got the composer right. excuse us, for your incompetence here. Give the impression that I answer these operatic questions entirely on my own. Sometimes I have illegible help from my companion. As now, non più andrai... That's either the composer or the name of the opera or the piece. And it's Mozart, the Nuptials of Figaro, left-handed...
Yes, can we have an English line, an English version?
English translation.
Can we have an English one?
Yes, there was one very popular in Victorian times which began... And now no more may we love sick Philander.
Yes.
Which isn't nearly as good as Edward Dent's Say Goodbye Now to Pastime and Play There.
Yes. 3 marks. Now for the singing bit. Feared by listeners in every civilised country of the world. Graham Daly plays a bit of a song and we invite you to sing the rest of it. David Franklin.
The silvery moon. I can't do it if you make me laugh.
It really does sound like mood music if a bull can moo.
I should go on nevertheless. I used to sigh for...
Quite recently.
The silvery... There are two ways of getting a mark in this. One is to get the right words, and the other is to bore Steve stiff. I used to sigh for...
Right, right. You don't know any more of it, do you? Spooning in the bright moonlight, I used to sing to my Lindy Lou, my heart is sad, but my love is true. I've changed that tune, we were wed in June. We're a new moon now, it's a honeymoon. Dennis, song for you.
Black bottom, a real twister, old brother, an old sister. Something about they clap their hands and do a raggedy trot. Hot old fellas with lumbago. And then it gets rather non-integrationist, so we won't go any further than that.
I was hoping you wouldn't do that, yes, and you haven't. Lovely. And then the last line, they jump right in and give it all that they've got. Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's a lovely bit in the middle about, they say that when that river bottom covered with ooze starts in to squirm. Yeah. It's in the middle bit, but I don't require you to sing that. And that's 3 out of 3 there. Very good. Ian, your song.
They may be poor and homely plain folk. I am far across the sea, but my heart will ever be at home in dear old Scotland with my
song for Frank.
Nothing could... What?
Strolling with David's song, this is. Strolling with my girlie, with my teeth all curly-whirly, in the morning.
Are
we in the other key? Well, the morning glory.
Feel?
Flutter round the door.
Twice.
Whispering pretty stories.
You see how constantly flutter round the door.
We're helping them.
Whispering.
Pretty stories.
Pretty stories.
I never heard
before. Nothing could be sweeter than to fire my repeater. Mr. Daly.
I think that's too much. And that closes our show for this week. The final score shows that David Franklin and Frank Muir win by 3.5 marks.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.
Thank you.